The third teaching for the month of February 2011 for the Parish Cell System of Evangelization on the theme De Lectio Divina. The Lord be with you. Now that we will soon start the Lenten period, I would like to suggest a penance to those who do not just feel guilty because of their sins, but a great desire to control themselves in order not to offend him who loves them so much and whom they wish to love him in return. Therefore, it is not a question of not eating sweets or whatever. The penance I wish to suggest is to set apart some eurocents every day during Lent, as much as you can have by the end of the end of the Lent, you will have 25 euros. Then with that money you buy a Bible. Of course, this penance is for those who do not yet have a Bible. For those who do have a Bible, the penance for them is to start carrying it with them, at least for the cell meeting. And for those who already are used to do this, to start reading it systematically, say one chapter or two chapters daily, starting from the Gospel of Matthew in the New Testament, and after the whole New Testament, one goes to the Old Testament, from Genesis onwards. Within 2 years, you would have read the whole Bible. One of the greatest breakthroughs of the Second Vatican Council 50 years ago was the decision to have the Bible translated from the original languages of Hebrew and Greek, or from the official language of the Church, the Latin, into all the languages that exist and that are used and spoken by all peoples and tribes of the world. The Protestants have been doing this for the last 500 years, but better late than never. Now that we have the Word of God in our own language, we are learning how to read it, how to let it change our mentality. Yes, we need to learn even how to read it, because the Bible is a unique book like no other book. It would be a great mistake to read the Bible as if it were a book of science, a book of history, or just like any romance or poetry. The Bible is to be read prayerfully. Saint Augustine is a great testimony of this. He read the Bible out of curiosity before he met Jesus Christ and just could not understand anything. He even rejected it for what he considered obvious contradictions. However, when opened his heart to Jesus, it became a source of light and wisdom to him, so much so that he became one of the most outstanding commentators of the Bible the Church has ever had. The early Church Fathers used to say, "Lex orandi, lex credenti, lex vivendi," which means the way we pray, lex orandi, reveals our faith, lex credenti, and change the way we live, lex vivendi. If we were to read the Bible prayerfully and not just out of curiosity, we get a sound faith that comes from hearing, and our lifestyle starts to contrast clearly with the lifestyle of the world. So, how do we read the Bible prayerfully? Reading prayerfully is the only way worthy of reading the Bible. This is the only way the Jews have ever read the Bible in the synagogue, since their constitution as the chosen people of God. This is the way the first Christians, who were also Jews, read the Bible, first in the same synagogues, then when they were expelled from them, in their own houses. This old tradition was kept alive in the church by the monastics, who gave it a Latin name, the Lectio Divina. What is the Lectio Divina? It is precisely what we are speaking about, divine reading or spiritual reading, a prayerful reading, reading under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit who inspired the sacred authors what and how to write it. Today, we are rediscovering the old and ancient tradition that for some time, some 500 centuries, had been lost or replaced by the Ignatian meditation. Pope John Paul II, in his apostolic letter, Tertio Millennio in Aeunte, with which he concluded the great jubilee of the year 2000, and in which he describes the principal outline of the Church's pastoral plan for the third millennium, has encouraged the whole Church to welcome this revived interest in the Lectio Divina. The Lectio Divina has four moments or phases. They are called Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, Contemplatio. The first moment is very important, Lectio, meaning to read. It is surprising how much we fail to read well. I am not referring to spelling mistakes. It is like the problem of listening. Very often we think we are listening, when in actual fact we would be filtering what hits our ears and understand what we would like to understand. In fact, this accounts for so many misunderstandings we have amongst ourselves. Just remember how many times people thought that they were listening to you, but then you realize that they are attributing to you things you didn't say. God knows how many times you did the same. So one needs to read a passage from scriptures 2, 3, or 4 times with great attention. And that is Lectio. It is only after one has read the passage well that can pass to the next phase, Meditatio. During this moment, one asks himself the simple question, what is the Lord trying to tell me with this passage? If you have not read the passage well, it is very easy to be misled and think the Lord is telling you something when in actual fact he would be telling you something quite different. This is a time of reflection on the Word of God, letting the Word of God enlightening you and your life. We see this happening all the time on the stage, where professionals handle the lightnings. The electrical manager knows when to light a spotlight and in what direction. She knows when to permit a blackout or when to light all the stage. He also knows the intensity of light he needs to throw, when to dim over. The Lectio Divina is not something we do, something we need to be in control of. On the contrary, the Lectio Divina is something that the Holy Spirit does, and that we need to be docile enough to let ourselves be guided accordingly. He tells us what to think about, how we need to develop our reflection. And this leads us to the third phase or moment, which is the oratio. If we follow the inspirations of our hearts, we find ourselves being led to respond to the Word of God. If we have read the passage well, understood its meaning, and what the Lord wants to tell us in that particular situation, then we realize that the Holy Spirit would be instructing us how to pray as we should. Sometimes we confuse spontaneous prayer with feeling free to say what you want, not realizing that when we lose free our emotions and ideas, we contradict the Holy Spirit, who is a spirit of order rather than disorder. Real prayer is the prayer that comes from the Holy Spirit, and therefore from a deep obedience to his inspirations and aspirations welling from the depths of our heart. Sometimes you might not feel like praising God, but you know that this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do through your lips. The Lectio Divina is a school of prayer and the best Bible study. It teaches us how to get in tune to God, another way of saying obedient and faithful to him. When the Holy Spirit finds someone who is ready to be docile to him, to move according to where he blows, then he reveals the real beauty of the Word. Very often we seek to manipulate the Word, either to justify ourselves or our caprices, or else to use it in order to reprimand our oikos, or to impose on him what we think is the best way for him. However, the Word of God is the same mystery of God, something we can never grasp or understand fully. The scope of the Lectio Divina is reached at the final stage, when the Holy Spirit gives us the grace of that simple gaze at the Word, which we call contemplatio. It is the peaceful dwelling in the presence of the Word, in a similar way our Mother Mary has done for 9 whole months when she was pregnant with the Word, as it incarnated itself in her womb. So also we need to incarnate the Word in our lives, not physically, but spiritually, until the Word overflows from within you to your oikos. The Lectio Divina is not just to fill you with the Word and with grace. If that is the way you look at prayer, then you need to question the authenticity of your prayer, because God fills you with his Word and with his grace to the extent of overflowing, that others may be filled also. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.